We continue on tonight with our Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7. Second to last one here. As we're down to the final week of the regular season, we'll have one more roundabout with our coaches next week, but down to the home stretch, no doubt about it, and we continue on with JCN, Jefferson County North, and we're joined now by the boys' basketball coach, that is Corey Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, again, your team playing some good basketball, another win on Tuesday night this week, defeating Oskaloosa 52-35. What'd you like about that performance?
Yeah, I like the way we started in that game. I thought our defense played well, and our defense has kind of been our backbone this year. You know, our goal is to kind of limit teams to around 10 or less a quarter, which I thought we did very well. And we executed on that until the last quarter. I think they hit four threes that were heavily contested, so credit to them for hitting those. But, you know, I thought defense, you know, kept us in the game, kept us with the lead. And then offensively, you know, we saw a lot of man and zone, and I thought we executed well versus both those. I still thought we had a little too many turnovers, but can't complain with how the offense went.
Back-to-back win since the loss to Horton last week, and your team's playing some good ball. You've won six of your last seven. You're sitting here at 12-6, 10-4 in league play. Is it the best basketball you've seen from your team collectively here in the last few weeks? What needs to be changed or improved? If it's not, just what's kind of the scenario and what's kind of the thought process on where the team is sitting at right now with two games to go?
Yeah, I think throughout the season you've seen we've had stretches where we've had good basketball, but we haven't put together a complete game. I think down here towards the end we're starting to put together some complete games. You know, start of the year we were struggling with some man defense. We corrected that. We got a little better in that regard. Then, you know, these last couple weeks we were struggling to get some zone defense, and I thought we'd improved on that a little bit. So it's been kind of nice to see the improvements we've made throughout this season and kind of hopefully hitting our stride here. As we get into the sub-state, I still think, you know, there's a lot of areas to improve on. I still think our rebounding, we're not the tallest team in the world, so we got to rely on some box outs and just some athleticism to get some rebounds. But when we're not boxing out very well, we allow too many teams multiple chances on offense. And then when we have the ball, we still commit too many, I think, we can live with a couple turnovers, but there's a lot that are unforced. I think that we get rid of those and we'd be playing a lot better basketball.
Well, you kind of went into my next point talking about what could still be improved upon as regard to the final week and heading into sub-state. Well, right now, we talked a little bit about it last week, the Horton sub-state class 2A. You guys are sitting atop right now in a good spot and a chance to close out with a couple wins and put yourself in that number one seed scenario. And again, we talk about how it's a very balanced sub-state. There's really no team kind of separating themselves right now. It's very balanced in the middle, and it just feels like, again, one of those scenarios is who's playing the best going in, and that might be who comes out on top.
Yeah, like you said, whoever's playing well, because it's very balanced from top to bottom. You've seen a lot of our teams in our league, you know, we'd be playing them the third time around, and you know, a lot of those games, even though we might have came out with a win, they've been very close. So, you know, you can't look over any team in that regard. And I still go back to Horton. I think Horton's playing really, really good basketball right now. And I'd be lying if I didn't check the standings every night after our games to kind of see where teams are seeding and what our possible matchups might be, where we might land on the side of the bracket, see if we kind of get a little early preview of some film on those. But again, it's going to be very competitive, and just whoever's playing their best basketball at that time, I think, is going to come out on top.
Yeah, still a lot to shape out, of course, and kind of determine here after next week to see how the seedings will take shape. But just out of curiosity, would you rather see a team you're familiar with, a league team that you've seen two times already in the first round of sub-state, or are you on the other side? Would you rather see a team that's maybe you're not so familiar with and haven't seen this season?
That's a great question, and I don't know, to be honest. You know, I think the ones that aren't on our league are Riverside, Valley Heights, and Republic County.
Correct.
And those, you know, it would be nice to see kind of a new face at the same time, but I also know that those teams are playing a very good league, and they are, their records might not reflect their appearance, because I think if, you know, maybe flop schedules, the records may shift a little bit. So it's kind of hard to tell. It would be nice to see a new face. Maybe they're not as familiar with your personnel, your players, because the, you know, playing a team 2 to 3 times at that point, it can be difficult. But again, on the flip side, where if you play a team 2 or 3 times, you know exactly what the other team's going to do most likely, and you know you just got to go out there and execute your own game plan the best you can. So you know, we'll just kind of deal with whatever hand we're dealt.
Finally, Coach, again next week, or I should say, as you look for the final two here. Again, Friday against Valley Falls, ACCHS, a good one to close out the year on Tuesday, but specifically Friday for Valley Falls, second go-around with them. Saw them earlier in the season, January 6th. You won the first meeting 49-33. What's different this time around between the two teams and kind of the expectations for this one on Friday?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference in this game is Valley Falls is now fully healthy, to my knowledge, and they're kind of getting their feet back under them. You know, they started off the season really well, had some guys, some key players get hurt, and went through a little stretch, but I think that's probably just made them better, let some of the younger guys get some experience. It makes them a pretty dangerous team here down the stretch. You know, they have some upperclassmen in Evans and Cervantes and even Carney who are very, very talented players who can carry that team a long way. So, you know, the first time we played them, I think it's going to be they were missing some guys, so there'll be a different matchup this time around. So, regardless, they're wanting our sub-state again, and, you know, we got to go out there and play our own game and hopefully come out with a win.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us. Appreciate it each and every week off a win against Oskaloosa on Tuesday, trying to wrap up potentially the number one seed in their sub-state with a couple games. Valley Falls Friday, ACCHS on Tuesday before the sub-state tournaments began. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.